Go on, Sergeant.
Okay, my name is Police Sergeant Pardeep Sangera.
Thank you. My name is Z Goba. I'm the outreach lead for Southwest Recruitment Team. Outreach.
Excellent. So, first of all, could you tell us what would you say is the biggest misconception of day-to-day policing?
It's all about engagement and speaking to members of public. And I think people think that we're going to automatically arrest. It's positive action doesn't mean positive arrest. Doesn't mean arrest, if that makes sense.
What do you try to do instead?
We look at all the options. We look at the whole story. We speak to everybody involved. We'll speak to witnesses that are independent to the situation. And then we'll resolve it as best as we can. And the arrest should be the last option. But sometimes we have to arrest and we have to arrest.
What do you hope to learn from this four-day event?
This four-day event is at the moment is basically about us engaging with members of public. It's regarding a recruitment drive where we need 6,000 officers in the next 2 years. So basically the government has given us funding for England and Wales, 20,000 officers. And the Met has been allocated 6,000 new officers. So that's 6,000 new jobs within the Metropolitan Police Service as police officers.
Yeah, also just to add into that as well, also what we're trying to achieve for this 4 days event is to inform the public as well, give information that is needed in terms of our recruitment drive. Also, we want to engage as well, because despite we're trying to recruit here, we also want to understand the community. We want the community to know what we do. Because currently, I'm not sure everyone understands the pathway going into the Met. So currently, we have two different entry pathways. We have a degree holder program and also degree apprentice program. The apprentice program is a 3 years program that is fully funded by us. What does that mean? We will pay for your tuition fee whilst you're doing that. And we'll also pay you 30,000 as well on the start whilst you're doing that. If you have a degree, you can still come and join us. You do a 2 years program, and that 2 years program again is fully funded by us, and you'll have a starting salary of £31,679 as well. So this is all the thing that we're trying to do for this 4 days event. You know, we're trying to engage more, we're trying to like inform people, tell them about the fantastic opportunities that we have, and also how we can be like, you know, being seen, you know, like, you know, we're all part of the community. Because to be honest, sometimes people don't understand what the police do. And then again, it's an opportunity for people to come and speak to us regarding any burning issue as well that they have as well that we're able to solve or find the answer towards. Thank you.
What sort of person makes a good police officer in general terms?
As long as you can communicate, as long as you're fair, sincere. I think most people can become police officers. But at the moment, obviously, the pathway into the police service is going to be via the university. So you will need a C in English and maths and 64 UCAS points. But most people can become police officers. And as long as you can talk to members of public, engage, patience.
Yeah. That's just to add on to Sergeant's answer as well. Yeah, because, you know, not every job is for everyone. But again, if you have that human side of things, if you have that interpersonal skills, good communication skills, willing to learn, willing to help as well, those are some of the attributes that can be used to become like a good officer. You know, no one is perfect, but obviously when you come as a team as well, you've been given the training that is needed for you to become a better police officer, to understand the law, to serve your community better, and also be the best in your job as well. You being out there speaking to people, that is part of our job, you know, regardless of what happened or whatnot. We always are there to speak to people. We're there to protect lives and property. So some of those attributes that you can bring in can make a lot of difference as well.
There was a similar event last month. Could you tell us a bit about what happened then and if anything has come out of that has been action? So if maybe someone told you about something and you looked into it.
So our last event was at Southside Shopping Centre in Wandsworth. It was over 4 days. We was in the main shopping centre. And honestly, it was fantastic. Going back to basics, speaking to members of public, it was a recruitment drive. But also we were speaking to members of public regarding crime prevention, we was given information regarding that that there was going to be potential issues during half term. So four weeks later, we actually had a heavy presence in the shopping centre, and it went down quite well. Members of public, the shopkeepers, everyone loved it, and then members of public were quite surprised that we were there speaking to members of public, and it, honestly, it was amazing. I loved it.
And again, what was the outcome out of that Foodies event as well? After the Foodies event, the week after that, we also hold like an insight session. So the insight session is just to give another more insights about the recruitment process, where we have people that come in as well in a room where we have them ask us any personal questions that they have pertaining to the application process, and also what other support as well that is needed as well. Just to let our listener know as well, that we're not just out there for that 4 days in terms of engagements. We are engaging 24/7. We are there to provide service. We are there to provide support as well. If you have any question pertaining to the application form, what to do, how to apply, how to go through the bleep test as well, we give all the support as well. So that was the outcome from that 4 days event, in addition to what Sergeant just said.
Is there a sort of crime that is going unnoticed to many people in the public, but police in Wimbledon are spending time tackling it? So I'm thinking burglary is a very visible crime, or, you know, getting mugged. But is there something that police are spending a lot of their time doing that isn't very obviously visible to members of the public, like those two examples are?
I think that question is probably best be answered by the local SNT, either the sergeant or the inspector. I'm not too sure what crimes are occurring in Wimbledon, so I'm not going to answer that question. I do apologise, but I think that'll be best be answered by the SNT, because each borough have their own priorities, and members of public can speak to their local ward either via the internet or calling 101.
Yeah. And again, Luke, just to add to that as well, because we are coming from the recruitment side of things, so
yeah,
we're not able to answer all those questions, but as Paddy said, the sergeant just said, it would be good maybe the next time we'll get like the Safe and Able team as well, that I'm able to answer that question for you. So sorry if we can't give you that answer at this current moment.
But the S&T will be available on Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, where if anyone's got any issues, we're more than happy to assist or point them in the right direction.
That's quite right. And finally, could you give us both a fun fact about either a police car or police carrier, or about the job or the station, that might hook people in, that they might want to know more about it?
Honestly, it's an amazing job. And from doing, let's say, a guard change at Buckingham Palace, assisting with a guard change at Buckingham Palace, being first on scene to an incident, every day is completely different. So, for example, one of my instances where I was first on scene to the helicopter crash at St. George's Tower. Honestly, every day there is something different and unique. Mm. Also, I lost my handcuffs in the River Thames while taking a colleague back home. I've locked myself in the cells. So, honestly, it's amazing.
Crikey.
And I think just to add to that as well, I think what because every day is a different day, so the expectations are different. So again, that alone is preparing you for the duty to say, you know what? What am I going to face next? You know, what am I going to help? What situation or problem am I going to solve today? So all those things as well help people as well in terms of, like, you know, give them that extra buzz to come into work and do the job. Not just do it, but do the job properly as well. Helping people, as I said earlier, that's part of our job. So those things as well, like, you know, it just inspire people to come out there every day to say, you know what, I'm going out there. I don't know what I'm going to face, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm ready to go and do the job. So that's what we're trying, like, to emphasize here as well. And again, to just let our listener know as well that this week, I don't know if my sergeants have said it already, from the 24th to the 27th, we will be outside Morrison Station, 51 Broadway, where we know we can engage more. You can ask us any further questions as well, the recruitment process, or any local question you have for the policing as well. The team will be there and be more than happy to help you or answer.
And I will be bringing a police carry to the event so people can jump in, sit in the driver's seat and so on, and hopefully activate the blue lights, have a look at the public order shields and so on. It's going to be an amazing 4 days, and the weather's looking pretty good, so no excuses.